Hello, I'm Sam Downing from CBA Newsroom. I'm joined today by Toby Norton-Smith, who is the Managing Director of X15 Ventures. Toby, thanks for your time today.
G'day, Sam. My pleasure.
So X15 officially launched in early 2020. It's been a year. Can you explain the business model of X15 in the simplest possible way? What does it actually do?
The simplest way to describe us is we're a venture scaler. Our business model is to deliver, you know, a next generation of services, both in and around banking. But we want to then rapidly scale them and scale them through access to CBA's assets and customer base. So to do that, you know, we're set up in a way that really tries to strike the right balance between getting as much of the agility that you'd expect and require to compete effectively with startups and our competitor set, but also bring, you know, the best of the bank level security, compliance and governance, so that, you know, when it's appropriate to integrate or really leverage CBA as an asset, for example, tapping into that enormous customer base, we can do so at pace, which we think is going to be a game changer for our ventures and ultimately for the customer experience that a CBA customer.
How does X15 link into CBA's broader digital strategy?
What X15 does is it dramatically expands the range of propositions and new venture opportunities that we can plug into that core ecosystem. And I see it as a pretty mutual win-win relationship from an X15 and a venture point of view. That ability to tap into CBA's core assets to be part of that customer experience when it's relevant and appropriate to that customer is sort of a game changer. No longer is your only customer acquisition channel through sort of Google or Facebook. You've got this really unique and relevant engagement point. But then from a CBA point of view, you know, I clearly make the case very frequently to them that to have the absolutely best and most relevant banking experience, you can't just solve for banking experiences. You actually need to knit together all the other experiences that sit around that. So that's how I think they plug together. I think that comes to life best with an example. And Homein is one that I'm sort of very passionate about talking about. It's in the consumer space, but I'm passionate because we sort of, when we launched X15, we announced that as one of our first two ventures. And the reason I think that's a great example is, you know, Homein, just, you know, very briefly, it's a all-in-one digital sort of concierge experience that helps someone go from when they've identified a home they'd like to buy right through all of the steps into moving into their home, with the most critical, complex and frankly sort of grudge experience for most people being how you, you know, do the conveyancing and settlement, you know, on your home and mortgage. So, you know, the reason I think that's a great example is absolutely no one, you know, let's face it, no one ever gets up in the morning and says they want to get a mortgage, let alone does anyone ever get up in the morning and say they want to do some conveyancing. You know, they dream and save and plan about, you know, buying a home. And, you know, as many of us well know, that is, you know, in modern, you know, UX terms, what you might think of as a customer journey, you know, buying my own home. So obviously CBA does a really great job of a very critical and important part of that journey, getting a mortgage and getting it quickly. Homein does a different part of that journey, one that requires different sets of skills that we've attracted to X15 and a sort of relentless focus on a very different experience around conveyancing and all the associated experiences. You know, what I love though about what we've built now is we tested Homein in market, we found product market fit, we ran it with some pilot lenders and lawyers. We're now ready to scale up. And so what's really interesting, instead of if we were a normal startup venture, and I've been through that journey myself, you're sort of door knocking and buying Google AdWords to scale, we're actually leveraging one of CBA's core assets, which is its customer engagement engine inside the CommBank app. We're actually using that to target every single customer in CBA who's pre-approved for a mortgage. We now introduce them to Homein. And very much like that sort of Facebook experience where you can permission a data transfer and a transition into a new service, we're now doing that for CommBank customers. So you've been pre-approved for a mortgage. Would you like to look at Homein? It's an exceptionally convenient and cheap way to settle and coordinate all the activities to move into your home. And it's very early days, but the sort of NPS scores on that are exceptional for customers. The conversion rates are strong for lenders, and we're seeing really good growth in customers. So hopefully that sort of brings it to life. And I don't think there's any bank in the world that should or would believe that it can do every single step on those customer journeys. So you need to be open to venturing and partnering to deliver that. So yeah, Homein's probably a good consumer example, bringing to life of how the integration between sort of CommBank Digital and X15 can work. Maybe to give a small business equivalent, we recently launched a business called Backer. That really is a one-stop shop experience for any entrepreneur or small business, prospective small business owner, to sort of take all the steps that they need to set up a business. You know, we know that hundreds of thousands of Australians start a small business every year. We know that journey is really tough and consuming and not always leads to success. And that's, you know, that's the vision behind Backer. But what's, you know, interesting about that from an integration point of view is actually Backer, we hope, is sometimes the first port of call for a customer who's thinking about starting a small business. But it's not always, because people don't, they reach out to different sources of advice. Another person they reach out to often is a business banker or just their, you know, customer banker. And so we're really excited about having this service as something that, you know, a CBA customer service rep can actually point the small business to and say, hey, you can use this. And then at the back end of Backer, of course, one of the tasks when you're setting up a small business, you've got to register your business, set up for tax, employ people. You know, obviously one of the very early tasks is setting up a bank account. You know, and again, that's where we've got an integration with CommBank. We've, you know, negotiated an arm's length commercial agreement with them. But to kick that off, they very generously sort of funded this campaign to say that every small business that is established through to the end of January will get $500 credited into their bank account, which, you know, excites me both from the venture perspective, both from the fact that we've now got, you know, over 1,000 people working with us right now to set up a small business because of that. So that's probably a different example of an integration that is less about a sort of direct digital integration and more about how, you know, CommBank's customer service team now has a tool that hopefully can help small business customers in a really meaningful way.
Toby, in its first year, X15 launched 4 ventures, Homein, Vonto, Credit Savvy and Backer, and you've just announced the 5th, Doshi. I'm curious to know, what is Doshi and why were you interested in it?
Yeah, I mean, Doshi is our first acquisition. It's a really cool business, which has been around for a few years. And we believe that as strategic owners of Doshi and with the integrations that we've got with CBA, we can really supercharge what it's about. And what it's about is creating really, really delightful and efficient experiences in the hospitality space, which is a, you know, huge part of the Australian economy and a space that's, you know, needs a lot of help at the moment. So we're super excited about Doshi. What it does specifically is it's a middleware service, and what it does is it stitches together, or, you know, the huge range of digital services and apps that are now required to run the modern hospitality venue. That's things like, you know, ordering apps like Deliveroo or Uber Eats, it's reservation apps, staff scheduling, inventory management, you know, right down to things I never would have imagined were possible, like, you know, menu management across different venues, or even things like AI-based selection of what music to play at different venues based on time of day and weather, etc. So, you know, all of those things, you think of this vast array of new digital services, both required, like being able to take orders online and sort of, you know, potentially enabling, like the AI example. You know, how do you wrap your head around that? How do you do it as simply as possible? That's what Doshi does. It pulls all of those together into one space. You know, and most importantly, it then connects all of those services to the sort of beating heart of any hospitality venue, which is the point of sale system, which is the source of truth. And so that's when the magic happens. You get it all combined into one space, and you get to combine all of those services and overlay SKU level data, as in what people are actually ordering, onto those services. So that's what it does. The best way to bring that to life is, you know, with some examples. And, you know, when I speak to merchants, there's sort of really 3 buckets of sort of value, all really cool experiences that they talk about Doshi creating. One is, you know, by the counter of a restaurant. One is at the table, you know, and the third is in the office. You know, the counter, where sort of orders are taken and both physically and, you know, where people sort of take orders from delivery services, that's sort of, you know, the hub of any restaurant, you know. And what's happened, particularly during COVID, is there's been this huge proliferation of third-party ordering apps. You know, the ones we're all familiar with, as long as a slew of new entrants and a whole bunch of new restaurants who for the first time are taking orders online. You know, the challenge with all of those services, and they're brilliant services, is they typically require, you know, if any venue wants to make sure that their point of sale system remains accurate, that their orders go through consistently to the kitchen, every time they take an order from one of those new services through a separate tablet, they've got this range of tablets on their counter. And then from each tablet, when they take an order, they then have to enter all of that data into the point of sale system, you know, which doesn't sound like the world's biggest problem. But then when you think about the average merchant who takes 520 orders a week and the average time to enter each of those orders is about 2 minutes. That translates into 900 hours of staff time per week spent doing something that is not only, you know, a waste of time, you know, but actually has some risk. You know, if you don't get the gluten-free order or the allergy, you know, correct in the re-entry, there's a problem. Doshi makes all that go away. Done. You know, you can have one delivery app, you can have four that you want to use, and it all goes straight into the point of sale system and can print a docket out for the kitchen. At the table, I talked about, you know, probably a lot of people are familiar with, you know, the growth in being able since COVID and check-in, not only the ability to check into a restaurant, but a lot of people increasingly want to be able to look at the menu on their mobile app, order what they want and pay for what they want all through their mobile app. You know, don't need to look at a menu, don't need to go through the dance at the end of credit cards going back and forward. You know, I personally went to a Doshi venue the other day. I've got a six-month-old bub amongst a few other kids, and, you know, it was magic. You know, A, it was, you know, in a nervous COVID time, it was pretty nice to not to have to do all that sort of touching and exchange. But actually when our youngest decided it was time to go and she really, really wanted to go, you know, we were out the door straight away because suddenly that experience had been digitized. I think from a business point of view, I don't think that actually translates into less staff. I think what I hear from venue managers is the time saved from doing that. They can get their staff to do other things. In this case, they had more COVID marshals there. Apparently people order more when they're able to sit back and relax and look at the menu themselves. So again, a really cool experience. What Doshi is doing is sort of stitching together these very physical experiences with like the latest world-class technology. I'll go back and give you the last example just as a random one that I said in the office, there's all this new stuff they can do. You know, staff scheduling, pretty important thing to do. If you've got Doshi, you can for the first time start overlaying not just schedules of your staff, but you can overlay that against what happened in the point of sale system, i.e. who sold what and when. So a venue owner can start making really intelligent choices about, you know, who might be the right person to sell at, you know, whatever, happy hour when more cocktails are going out the door or whatever it may be. So we, you know, in Doshi, it's obviously a data play. I see it as just a hugely valuable service for the whole hospitality segment. You know, and if I think about, you know, the big industry trends going on, particularly given COVID, that it's just such a great business that's doing something very, very unique. And it needs an owner like X15 now to really scale that business. So we're super excited. And I know the team who join us are also really, really excited about what we're going to do in the next year with Doshi.
And I think it goes without saying that the last 12 months has been a pretty wild ride for the world at large. What has that time period meant for X15?
How we've worked in the last 12 months, of course, it's been hectic from the point of view that I think we've got a lot done. And I'd, you know, I'd probably put that into two buckets. The actual business of venturing. We've got four ventures out the door in terms of sort of being, you know, built and delivered in market. And we've got a fifth, which we've just announced, Doshi, which has been, you know, an acquisition that we're incredibly excited about. It's no small feat either to execute a transaction like that. So the business of getting those ventures done, and we've got some really great metrics, which are, you know, I know we're sharing at the media event on how those ventures are going, makes me really, really proud. Of course, you know, going with those ventures is we've built, you know, tremendous base of talent and sort of a reinvigoration of people inside the broader CBA world from doing that. The second thing that we've actually spent a lot of time doing, which I don't think is very apparent publicly, but is actually core to our strategy, is sort of really deepening the handshake with CBA. It's where we think we're a little bit different to any other vehicle in Australia in that we don't just have strategic alignment with CBA. We've actually got, you know, quite considered operational alignment and integration with CBA. It goes a little bit to my discussion before on Homein and how, you know, that integration works with a CommBank app. You can't, as many startups would know, you can't do that easily with the bank. That integration requires the bank to be comfortable from a cyber point of view, from a procurement point of view, from a data and privacy perspective. And it's all those sorts of questions that we've effectively done the heavy knitting on in advance. So we've got this sort of pre-baked environment where now we can say to a venture or an entrepreneur, hey, you build through X15, you know, and we know exactly, not, you know, vaguely, not sort of a promise, but we can tell you how and what is required to integrate into CBA, and we built those pipes. So that is not something that you'll see on any of our websites. It's actually the thing, I think the biggest achievement we've made and the one that excites me most, because the year ahead is about now turning, like opening up those pipes and really scaling some of those ventures.
And speaking of the year ahead, can you talk about what is in store for X15 Ventures in the next 12 months or so?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I sort of, in a way, touched on it and saying last 12 months we built the pipes back into CBA. The next 12 months is partly going to be about using those pipes, so really delivering some of those integrations with CBA and scaling some ventures. A second thing you'll see more of, and Doshi was our first, is now that we've built those pipes back to CBA, we think we've got a valuable proposition to the venture capital market and to the startup market, and we would love to talk to other digital businesses that might be actually more effectively scaled inside X15. So I hope there are more ventures that we can bring in to X15 that we don't build ourselves. That excites me because you can have impact for customers much, much quicker too. You know, look at a business like Doshi. It's been running for 4 years. We're just ready to scale it up. So hopefully you'll see more of that. Lastly, I think talent. You know, talent is probably my number one priority. It is, a relentlessly competitive market. I'm really proud. We've got, some people, ex-Apple, ex-Amazon, great Australian sort of internet companies like Rokt. You know, we've attracted some people who are really interested in what we're doing, but we need to keep doing that. So hopefully you'll see more and more interesting, technology first leaders joining our business.
And when you do select businesses or venture partners, what are some of the main factors that you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that's distinctive from sort of any generic VC or investment process is we have to be incredibly crisp on, how our ownership or investment in that venture will advantage it, how CommBank can advantage it, and how in turn it makes sense for CommBank. If we can't be very, very clear-eyed about that, frankly, I don't think we've got a right to play. Then when we go beyond that, we've got all of the sort of traditional investment criteria that probably people more familiar with VC would think about, which actually first and foremost has got nothing to do with the business model, and it's all about the team and the founder and the people you're looking at. And then, of course, it goes into the prospects of the business model, which obviously the questions you ask vary based on, how developed that venture is and how far along in its journey it is.
And you've touched earlier on the goal of X15 to launch 25 businesses in the first 5 years. Are you on track for that goal? Is it achievable?
Yeah, we've scraped it in year one through our acquisition. I'm actually quite pleased with that. So we've done five in our first year. But as I think I touched on, we've actually, we've built a lot of capability in the background. So, we've done our first acquisition. We've sort of, worked closely with CBA to pull that off. I hope that pays dividends and we can do the next few sort of, a little bit more quickly. So, five in the first year feels okay. I would say, though, that was an objective that, we wanted to share publicly because it was a good measure of the sort of pace and ambition that we wanted to move at. I don't think it's the ultimate sort of end objective. I've touched on that before. For me, I hope we can create a few really material Australian technology companies. For CBA, I think they would then hope that a few of those materially valuable technology companies create some exceptional new experience through integrations with CBA and for their customers.
And going back even further than 12 months, can you talk about where the idea for X15 came from? And flowing from that, why is it even important for a bank like CBA to have its own venture building entity?
Yeah, good question. Because, it was a source of lots of thought and debate for, quite a few years. I think there were probably two sources for, the idea. The first was from actually watching and learning from our peers, both locally and globally. Let's be honest, CBA was quite, slow to move into the venturing space in terms of like creating a vehicle relative to some of our peers. So, we watched them quite closely and, we formed our own views on that. One of them was that, there's this sort of tremendous need for banks to invest and expand their role in the Australian digital economy, and having a vehicle like this, is really, really critical to do that. But the other view we formed was that it's not enough to take passive investments in those sorts of businesses. You don't actually extract much value from those passive investments. CBA is not after equity returns. It's hard yakka driving integrations or strategic alignment between those invested companies and the bank, which is why we, you know, one of the design choices for what we've done is to invest really, really heavily in not just, you know, building out ventures or acquiring them, but actually building the operations to advantage those ventures from day one.
A huge part of CBA strategy is our customers. What value and benefit do they get from X15 Ventures?
You know, I think, you know, customers of CBA are customers of, you know, many other products and services. I think customer expectations in a, you know, very rapidly digitizing economy are, you know, appropriately high, particularly with all the technology that can enable it. Customers expect pretty seamless experiences. They don't really care about, you know, industry lines or sort of handovers between different businesses necessarily. So I think the real benefit that X15 offers to CBA customers is we can help, you know, complete more seamless, more end-to-end experiences for customers. As I think we touched on before, you know, CBA plays an incredibly important, but, you know, from one perspective, thin slice of most customer journeys. You know, it helps you pay for something, it helps you, you know, secure a mortgage for something, it helps you safely store your data and funds. But, you know, that's normally part of a larger journey. And I think X15 gives CBA one part of the toolkit to help, you know, do more for a customer and make the most of the data and the trust that they're placing in CBA.
Toby, it sounds like you and your team have got a lot going on. So I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Sam.